Welcome to the way freedom flies. I'm Anthony. Hope that you all had a blessed week. We've had a very interesting week here. Trump's been on trial, and as we see, it's a kangaroo court, of course. We've all seen judges say that the Second Amendment has no place here, and I hope that we are starting to see the end to all this craziness and that will bring back some faith and biblical values here. I know that it doesn't seem like it. It seems like we have craziness. We have a Speaker of the House that is supposed to be a conservative, Bible-believing Christian. And it really just seems like he's continually agreeing with whatever the Democrats want. We'll pass another $95 billion for Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine. $60 billion to Ukraine alone in that $95 billion. Let's raise the debt more. We're at $11 trillion since, what was that, 2020 added to the debt. It took us, like 200 and some years to get to $11 trillion to begin with. That's a lot of money, either way you cut it. And here we are. How do we get out of this mess? Well, have a lot of God-based intervention is going to be probably par for the course of the only way to really turn this around in any sort of logical time frame. I think that having that is going to be crucial moving forward. We can't go off of the secular side of things, right? Speaker Johnson shows us what happens when you say you believe the Bible and then just don't follow it. Just sell yourself out to whatever it is, right? The interesting thing in all of this, right, is that you have a guy that says that he is for one thing but doesn't follow it at all, right? He says he's committed, but it's almost like his heart is hardened and he doesn't want to actually acknowledge that he doesn't believe in it, or he's trying to get you to believe in what he's saying, not realizing that he doesn't believe in anything that you believe in, or he's trying to convince you that you need to be with him. How do you put this in the most treasonous terms? Oh, wait, that was all the Ukraine flags flying on the House floor, and then Speaker Johnson doing the House of Arms sergeant to say, you better take that video down, Thomas Massey, or we're going to fine you $500. We have a government that's not working, and not working, period, right? They're not working for the people. They're not working for America. They're not working for anybody but to send money and to spend money. And a lot of this must be going back to their pockets, right? Speaker Johnson went into a SCIF. I don't remember what the acronym stands for, but it's a secure room. Nothing in, right? No devices, anything like that. It's no devices can access it. It's completely supposed to be secure. And he comes out and he likes the FISA 702 stuff, spying on Americans. He likes the more Ukraine stuff. He likes the funding of other countries, everything else. It's one thing to support a war, or support a side of a war. It's another thing altogether to push it, to incentivize it, to send money that way that is not your money to send over there. And the representatives think that it's Congress, the president, all resident, all think it is their money to decide what to do with. Technically, that's not true. The money of taxpayers is supposed to go back to the taxpayers, supposed to be for the taxpayers, not supposed to be going off and sending it all over the world, right? There's not a enumerated power for that. And that's where we need to have a biblical basis. That's where we need to start to realize what we can do to clean up this mess is to go back to where God is, to have that revival in our lives, to say, you know what, God, you know, I need to be founded in you. I cannot be bought and sold by what other people want or what other people say or the money that they're coming across the table to offer me. I am trusting you to provide for all of my needs. And that is not happening, right? The people that are being elected or instantiated, you know, just put in there because of fraud, are not doing what they're what the basis is supposed to be doing. And this is a horrible side effect that has happened over time. And hopefully it will be corrected at some point, because this is not the path where we're going through. And I believe it will be corrected. And you can ask me why. That doesn't make any sense. Look at how the evil's going in through this. But I think that there's enough people, especially if you're listening to this, that want to change it, want to be, that believe in Jesus and believe that God has immense power to be able to help and change things. And that's really the only way that we move down a path to get into a position to be able to do that. We have Biden taking more initiatives than ever before, right? He wants, I was reading came across a thing, where now he wants federal workers for business, for government related things, that they have to be driving the EV or so commuting in an EV or public transportation. Just wait till that's forced upon you if you're a federal employee. Now, I believe that federal employees should be cut immensely, because a lot of this are outside of the work of the federal government's enumerated powers, but that's a whole nother topic, right? You also had where they were talking about a climate crisis. Just wait, that's lockdowns, and then probably, you know, followed by a stimulus a few months later to get everybody ramped up for the voter fraud that they'll be able to do. This is just a multitude of things that is happening, right? And then we take a look at what Argentina did, something you're not seeing in the news, right? Argentina now has a surplus. How did they get a surplus? They were in debt for 100 years and, you know, now of or having a debt budget for 100 years or something like that. And now what are you going to be able to do? Well, here it is. You drastically cut half of the departments, gone. You take things away that aren't needed, right? You not have as many federal workers. And all of a sudden they have a surplus. They're putting things into motion of what you have to do. Is it radical? Yeah, it kind of seems that way. But I bet you pretty much everything will continue along as normal. You know what can't work is $1.1 trillion in servicing the debt alone. Adding $1 trillion to the debt every 100 days. That doesn't seem like a sustainable plan. In fact, you get into a moment where if you can't, or if you get to a point where most of your debt is, most of your budget is servicing the debt, what does that do to everything else? You can't, you get into the death spiral state, and that is where you don't want to be. There's a lot of people finally talking about this, finally, you know, showing what is actually going on. And we're seeing it now where there is a interesting momentum of people seeing exactly what the Speaker of the House is doing, exactly what the Senate's doing, exactly what the resident is doing. There's no border control, right? The border could have been secured with the wall, or at least a little bit better, with a full wall across it, you know, been able to beef up stuff. Instead of spending all, in the Ukraine bill, there was so much money for the Ukraine border. Why do we care about the Ukraine border? You don't care about the one on the southern border. You don't care about the northern border one. By the way, there's people crossing both. So why do you care about money at some other border? It's just, as we can put it, right? If another country's going across it, that's not really an invasion, is it? According to what the government has done to our southern border, which is not protect it, not enforce it, then Russia crossing the border is not a needed thing because it's just a fluid situation. People can come and go, or governments can come and go and take as they please. That's kind of their messaging that has happened. Now, I believe that we should have a secure border and we should start with us. And then as others, we need to be the example of what others can be able to do to secure their own borders. Now, they should be able to secure their own border. If they can't, well, it kind of sucks. And you would have to create allies or something else if you want us to join you or another country to join you. We're not sending you money. And in fact, why don't you just go into debt and say, we need to buy some of your weapons and we can buy some weapons and then send it over. Instead, what happened was, and I dislike when people go through and say, but the same money, it's a good cause, the same money that's going, the American workers are still going to get paid. They're going to be able to develop these and they're going to be jobs and they're going to get paid with what? An inflationary problem. So they get paid to build something and then they have to go buy stuff at an inflationary price because we went and spent more money than what we have, created more debt. And now here we go and we're taking on that, you know, hidden tax and everything else on our own selves. And the people that didn't get paid for it are also incurring that as well here over in the United States with, if that country is in a problem, they should be able to incur their own and have their own problems, not have us put the burden on the United States. We're operating still as if we're the saviors of the war, or we're supposed to be the gatekeepers of the world. We're not, right? We're supposed to be the gatekeepers of the United States, right? We're supposed to have those protections of the United States go forth and have a protection there. And this is not happening at a just an irrelevant area, right? We're spending money in foreign policy of all these other countries. Immense amount of money. How much has been sent to Israel over the years? $300 billion? I think that's what I heard, a number I heard. There's just a huge amount of huge amounts of just craziness going on. I'm trying to just, you know, get my bearings of how to word this, because it is mind-boggling to me that we send all this money, and it's going to get to a point, right? If you listen to me last week, I went into abortion. But the other side of that is the elderly. And you can go back in Obamacare and everything else. And if you knew me and if I was doing a podcast back when Obama was in office, you would have heard me say this, which is they will start going through the elderly and deciding on when and if they should be have the plug pulled. We'll put it that way. And why is that going to happen when you have a government run? And you can say it's not government run. It's not government run. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security is not government run. You didn't send the money to the government to manage it. You weren't forced to have all that money taken out of there. Yeah, that is. That is government run, and it will have an issue if we continue down this path, and then there will be a decision to be made, and that decision is going to be made by government officials on if that person is able to live or not. And it's not going to be based upon the person is going to be based upon data showing surgery, showing the risks, showing if it's worth it, where that person is in their age and how fit they are, blah, 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 blah. And everyone's just going to be like, oh, it's just a normal thing. It's going to be a new fight. New, you know, same thing with abortion, just now with the elderly. It's going to get there, and people are not realizing it. Now, I believe that, you know, from conception to when you actually die, not when you're forced to die, that the people should have the right to live. They should have the ability to fulfill what God has called them to do wherever they are in their life. The life of liberty and pursuit of happiness, right? We should have that. God's ability in you to live, I think that is, and be able to make a change in the earth, I think is a good thing. I think, especially if you're following God, I mean, that's the type of change I want to see. But a lot of times you're not seeing stuff like that. Now, I hope that we continue to move down the direction of forcing things to be able to get a corrected government. And this is going for local, state, federal. I think sometimes I focus a lot on federal, but I think that there are times where, or all times, it is important to focus on all three levels there. And I'll be the first to admit it. I've had to call my representatives a few times in the last couple of weeks because they didn't vote for spending my money and sending it overseas and all, or the FISA 702. I'm saying, well, you did actually a good job. I'm shocked. I'm shocked you actually did something good. I like to phrase it like that because they need encouragement as well when they do something good. Now, do they do a lot of good? No. They usually do a lot of bad. But the interesting thing is that when they do good, you have to congratulate them. They're not ones to stand on principle. We need people inside of government that stand upon principle. If you don't know where the line is, where you're not willing to cross, if people are threatening you or whatever else happens in government now, you follow like James O'Keefe and everybody else, and you kind of see where people, you know, a lot of people say, I've been threatened over the years. You got to be willing to give up stuff. You got to be willing to be in the eyes of everyone just to be able to give up everything just to be able to do what is right. And that's kind of the way the Bible was too. Or the way certain parts of the Bible are phrased, right? And Jesus had to give up everything here on earth to gain everything as well. Now, I'm not saying that everyone's going to be compared to Jesus, but remember the Israelites. They wanted to go back to Egypt where they were slaves. And where Pharaoh had them working day and night. They were let out, and after wandering, they finally were taken to the promised land, right? There are good rewards. Sometimes, you know, you have to wade through stuff. You have to get through things. Jonah, right? He didn't want to go and fulfill his calling. Well, you know that goes. You know, Paul with his Damascus, prosecuting Christians, and then having Damascus and turning to the Lord to deliver good and being based in it, being fully committed, knowing that I will not cross that line, knowing that he was then in prison because of his beliefs multiple times. But in the end, you have that amazing godly glory, and God is going to be there and bless you. I think that you know, knowing where that line is and being able not to cross it is one of the great things in life, right? If you're honest and you're doing what is right, all of a sudden, then even the secular part of the earth wants to support you. Not all the time. Sometimes I get crazy. Look at all these, the Hamas sympathizer protesters, Columbia University. What was it? The pamphlets handed out at the University of Michigan saying free Palestine is equal to death to America. That's why they're trying to get, you know, like Alec Baldwin and all these people to say it, because they want to have the association that these people want this death to America. I don't get it. But we have not prosecuted people for doing something wrong. We have prosecuted the law-abiding citizens in this country for some odd reason. Not the ones that have broken the law, but the law-abiding ones, saying that it's discriminatory and everything else for the ones that make the crimes that they're in jail too often. So they want to equalize it to have the people that don't go in jail as often to go into jail. That's the only way I can see it as being explained anything with logic. So if they're doing that and they're going down this logic path that makes no sense, which when was the last time the government made sense in things? I mean, they just sent $95 billion to Ukraine or to foreign countries, and not a single dime to secure our border. So they don't make sense. They're pretty low IQ people in the government at this point. Now, that's not saying low IQ people don't do evil things. They're also evil people. They're very evil centered. You know, when you say one thing and then you go against what you said, it doesn't make you any good than the last speaker that was there, right? I'm going to release these again. Not going to pass anything with Ukraine until we have the border secured. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden say, I will do. Fall in line with the evilness so that I can get my 30 pieces of silver. That's how I kind of see it. But with God's help, we're going to be able to turn this around. And it may look bleak at times. It may be hard to see. But you do have to look at what is good out there and the good that is there. I see a lot of people starting to fight back. A lot of people wanting to do good. We may not have enough people running and to be able to do what is right. But I hope that we have enough people that are willing to go through and do the right thing. Time will tell to see where we get to. Time will tell to see where we do it. But we do have to take steps each and every day to do what is right, to stand up for what is right, and to make sure we're teaching the next generation to continue what is right so that we can try to change this. Because right now, the people in our government don't want to change it. They want to line their pockets. They want to do what is pleasurable to them, not what is right for them. Standing on something that's biblical and standing up for what is right is going to be sometimes the hardest thing to do, but I think a lot of times it'll be the best reward that you'll ever get. I actually think all the time is going to be the best reward you ever get. So we're going to keep it there for today, a little bit shorter than normal, but I want to thank you guys for listening to The Way Freedom Flies. Thank you for supporting. I'm praying for everybody out there, and I hope that you all have a great week. God bless.